You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and for service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part, you, our listening audience, nominated the good souls from the Greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. And today's honoree is a South Philly man who transformed his traumas into a philosophy of healing that's changing lives.
To see me now versus where who I used to be, my God, it's such a change. It's such a change.
That's Sherry Waters. 2 years ago, while on a journey to self-improvement, she came across this week's honoree, Will Latif Little.
I know he's a good soul. Just the way he lights the flames of those who, you know, are in a dark place. I am a complex trauma survivor. So I'm someone who, as a child, was raped. I experienced incest, physical, emotional abuse, neglect, abandonment, being molested by my uncle. I ran away from home, which made me drop out of school in the seventh grade. I became a teen mom. But I was so angry, you know, and I was angry with my children. I was angry with the people around me. And it was just like, you know, I don't want to be this person, but why do I act like this?
And that's how she met Will. He was part of a fitness group, and he told her about personal development, or PD.
Explaining how everything I needed was always inside of me is not hard, it's how. He put into perspective my traumas.
I came up with PD, personal development, because I knew it was something very important that everybody needs.
That voice, yeah, that's Will Latif Little. He's a life coach, paid speaker, author, and subject of multiple documentaries. He even has a TED Talk, but he developed PD through his own journey.
A lot of people are on drugs. They're trying to cope with life the best way they can. I didn't do drugs, but I act balanced. I mean, that's how I cope with my trauma.
Will grew up in South Philly, abandoned by his father. He was the only boy with four sisters and a single mom, prone to have abusive boyfriends. At age 13, one of the men put a gun to Will's head. But Will says that moment changed him. He didn't feel fear. And by age 14, he was a drug dealer, embracing street life.
He would shoot, I wouldn't run. You know, I would do things that was kind of suicidal, me and my friend, in the street, driving down a car, 100 miles per hour down, past stop signs and everything else, being in shootouts with individuals. I didn't really value life because of the things I've been through.
It all came to a screeching halt when, during an altercation, Will shot and killed a fellow teen. With a baby on the way, he sat in Holmesburg Prison, reflecting just on how he ended up on the inside.
How did I become this person? I know when I was 8, 9 years old, I was a good kid. I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to be a ball player. I wanted to be a firefighter.
Will changed himself during his decade behind the wall. When he got out, he started a positive life, working at a barbershop, mentoring youth in schools and in prisons. He even reconciled with Lamont Hatton, the brother of Terrence Bryce, the man who lost his life to Will's gun. But as Will worked, he says he realized he could not help the young folks without helping their parents first.
We got to deal with the adults, and we got to deal with the trauma that the adults are dealing with, that they're passing on and bleeding on to their children.
And that's how he came up with PD.
How to be able to navigate these obstacles you face. This confusion, depression, anxiety, all these things you're dealing with your emotions, is understanding the how the mind function, how your feelings function, and how you can take control and manage these things to help you create a better life for yourself.
Will began sharing the message in rec centers and in fitness groups. And last year, he took it to Instagram Live every morning from 7 to 9 a.m., 7 days a week.
That's what emotional intelligence is for. And it's work. You got to understand you're working on yourself first, but you got to also know how to deal with the environment you're in just by knowing the people and meeting them where they are.
It started with a handful of Instagram listeners, and it grew to dozens and scores and sometimes hundreds, with Will coaching families for free.
You know, no trauma. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can break me. The only thing that can physically stop me is me. you know, and personal development teach you that. And that saved my life.
And that's why Sherry believes Will's work in meeting people where they are, helping them push past their traumas, is good soul work.
I mean, we all have a purpose in life, and the purpose is to serve.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.